They hear me making a drink.
Please stop. Shut up. Everyone shut up. Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Friday, August 19th. There's a lot of fucking people in here right now. I usually never record on a Friday, but we are kind of, I guess we're pre-gaming right now. We're going to go out to a bar. So there's one, two, three, four, five people in the room. We got my brother Keats over here, and then Frankie, who you got, who you guys met if you went to the show. My cousin Pete. Danny, who was on the first ever Basement Yard episode, and Ralph is here as well.
Popping my podcast cherry.
All right, go easy there, buddy. Right. Anyway, so this past Wednesday was my first ever live podcast at Caroline's, and it was fucking absurd.
It was pretty lit, dude.
It was fucking lit.
Oh, dude, it was pretty fucking lit, dude.
Nah.
It was really wild, though. Dope, dude. I was nervous all fucking day. Like, just, I don't know. I was more anxious than anything. Like, I barely slept the night before, and then I woke up, and I was just jacked up the entire day.
I knew you were, like, really anticipating it when you texted me, like, yo, come for vibes. You didn't say anything else. You
no,
were
like, I said, I need the energy.
You know, I need the energy vibes. And vibes.
Yeah, because I was, like, I was in here, and, like, what I did was, when I first got out there, I was just kind of, I had, like, 5 or 10 minutes, whatever it was. And I just did sort of like a stand-up B type routine. And then I had people come on. The first show I had my brothers come on. The second show I had Frankie and Davino come on. And then so like I was here before I left to the city and I was like rehearsing. And then I just felt like I started drinking. And then I was like, I just need to be like in like a jokey mood.
Yeah. Thank God when I went on for the second show that I stopped drinking because I was I stood up at one point during the first show and I was like, wow, I'm so way too drunk.
Yeah, Danny didn't make it to the show.
You don't think the drinking made it a little bit easier?
No. As soon as I went up there, I was sober as hell.
Yeah, dude. That's because you were so focused on what the heck was going on.
The fucking lights were beating on me. It was hot as balls up there.
It was. Dude, first of all, when I got there, I started drinking. I like had Jack and Cokes and I was just throwing them down. And then I'm in the green room and like I was like, I'm fucked up. Because I didn't eat because I was like nervous, so I didn't have an appetite. So I had like breakfast in the morning and then I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, yo, I'm fucking hammered. And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, I don't want to get out there and like slur my words like, and just be all fucking shitty. Or whatever. So I was just staring at myself. Literally, the whole green room was covered in mirrors. So I'm just, you know, when you get really drunk and you get to a mirror and you just start looking at yourself like, get it together. What have you done?
Exactly.
Well, there's one person we know who was really drunk at the show.
Here we go.
Yeah. Keith Santagato.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Second show. Don't. Keith was a little lit up. You missed it, Danny. You really fucking missed it.
Pete missed it too. Don't forget Pete.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, my cousin didn't come either. It was very nice.
I was there in spirit.
I didn't really tell anyone that I was doing it. Honestly,
uninformed.
Like, yeah, we didn't really tell anyone. But
that is fucked up.
Yo, it was
working at a work event.
It was crazy because I, the guy's like, you're here to see Joe Santagato. And then I walk out. First of all, my knee is fucked up, so I can't get to the stage quick enough, right? Because it was a pretty decent walk. I had to walk through the crowd. 300 people are just staring at you, and it's just like, this is the weirdest fucking thing ever.
Any cock grabs?
No cock grabs. Surprising.
Devastating.
I was hoping.
Very surprising.
You know, you walk by a table, someone gives you a nice swipe of the elbow. They stick out their elbow like too much.
Nice little brush.
Yeah, little brush, pretending to itch their back. And just whatever.
Well, I touched his cock as I was scratching my back. Well, why not?
The second show was great, though, because Frankie and Davino came up. Davino was hammered.
Yeah, he was
conspiracy. I say it here.
Yeah, I don't know
why
you think he wasn't. He was clearly drunk.
No, I think Davino was way too nervous to get up there because of whatever, and he was just acting up just to hide it.
No, I mean, I think that's true, but he... What does he drink? Fucking 5 beers and that's it.
Yeah, it's over.
That's like a 15-hour day for him of drinking.
Davino kept looking at me like, Ralph, don't take your eyes off me because if you do, when I get off the stage, I'm going to fuck you up. That's exactly what he said.
Davino was just telling people to stand up.
And then every time I looked, he was looking at me, making sure I was looking at him. He's like, Like, all right,
dude. He kept telling people, because like during the show, whatever. Like, I was making fun of people that were just like, there's this one table of girls from Jersey that if someone mentioned drinking or shots or anything, they'd just be like, "Woo!" I'm like, "Yeah, we get it. We understand." Davino out of nowhere, "Stand up, yeah, fuck it, stand up." And then some other, like, I was like, you know, talking to the crowd a little bit, I'm like, "Where are you guys from?" "This guy's from California." "Stand up, fuck it, stand." He was making everyone stand up. "All right, now sit." And I was like, "What are you, fucking priest? Like, everyone rise."
And then he was like calling out our friends. He was like, "Our friend Ahmed is here. Ahmed, stand up."
Yeah.
Schmetty rubs. And that was the greatest moment. Of
and he was just looking over at the table of all our friends, going like, "You want a shout out?" In the middle of everything, "You want a shout out? You want a shout out?" I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck's wrong with this kid?" He told a story about Vegas.
It was the worst story ever told.
Which Vegas story?
Nothing.
It was the most simple story. He basically, we kept saying like, "New York, you gotta go to Vegas," right? He kept saying.
And then he goes, "I made out with 18 girls in Vegas."
Yeah. It was so fucking funny, yo. I was like, "Yo, this kid." I was like, "This
fucking
kid,
crazy."
Like, "Yo, you're fucking dope, dude." After he went on this whole like rampage, I don't know what the fuck that sound is. And when he went on this whole fucking rampage, we got static. All right, it's gone. No, it's not. He went on this whole thing about Vegas, and then I was just like, basically, he went to Vegas and hooked up with a girl in the pool. You know, just rare shit.
We're talking about gay Ahmed, right?
No. We're talking about Davino.
Oh.
So, but anyway, after the show, after the second show, we're there and we're taking pictures. I'm taking pictures with people, and the guys are like, "You got to get out, and you got to get out of this room so we can clean the room, and then like just take everyone into the lobby." Because I was like taking pictures with people. As I walk into the lobby, all our friends are scattered and just look like fucking lions. Right, just attacking, not attacking.
Well, there was about 50 girls outside.
50, there was a lot more than that. Well, and I'm pretty sure you guys were jumping.
That's what it was just like, you know, if someone, you know, everybody gave us the right time of day, but, you know.
There was something for everyone. There were girls that had no idea where they were for Ahmed and Davino. There were
there were MILFs.
There were MILFs for me, which I lost my mind.
Yeah. Then there were girls that were too young, like Nick. You know, gotta be careful. A couple 14-year-olds out there that were trying to, you know.
We talked about that on Veterans Minimum, actually. Some girl went up to Nick and was like, "If you ever need girls to hang out with when you're in, I think, Connecticut or something, then hit me up." And he was like, "Cool." And she gave him his phone, and he types in 646, and he goes, "How old are you?" She goes, 14. He gave gave her his phone back and just fucking walked the other way. He's like, "Yo, I left a 646. What?
646.
And then I just walked away. But yo, I walk out, I'm taking pictures with people, and then all of a sudden this girl gets through the crowd, and she looks like Robin Williams when he got out of the fucking Jumanji game. Right? Because she is sweating and just like scared looking, and she gets through the crowd and she goes, "Your friends are fucking animals." And I said, "Why?" As soon as the sound of the "why" in the word "why" left my mouth.
The way you say it is crazy.
She goes, I hear Eric, "You're loud!" And then I hear Nick go, "Linda!"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Never mind, don't fucking answer that." So these kids were just fucking going crazy, making out with people. And
it was definitely wild. Everybody was offering to buy us drinks for a change. It was like, it was great. Yeah. Usually you're at a bar, girls are like, you know, they're expecting a drink from you, but there was the opposite. They were buying us drinks.
Ahmed was going up to people, and he was like, "Hi, I'm Schmetty Rubs. Want to take a picture?" And they had no idea. They were like,
"Want to know who I am? Okay.
Do you want to know?"
Then the next day, he puts up pictures with all these people like, "Thank you for coming, you know, for Schmetty Rubs." I was like, "All right. Whatever gets him going, I guess."
That show was fucking insane. I still can't believe that happened. I'm so glad it's over.
It was pretty awesome.
Yo, I'm like so glad it's over. You know, like, not because it wasn't fun. Like, it was tons of fun. It was just that, yo, I was jacked up for hours.
Yo, I said
hours.
This, I said this imagine. After the first show, and I said this to my sister when I was telling her about it. Keith killed it.
Keith did kill it the first show.
Pulled
through, I feel Keith. Like I missed, proud like,
you missed a lot,
the Golden Globes. Like,
you did. Yo, oh it was really God. Something else.
It could have definitely been one of the best nights we've had as like friends.
Oh my God.
Like, here we it go. Was.
It I, was. Did, I paid for it like was. Two drinks, and there was this one woman who had a daughter who her daughter was like begging us, like, "Please stop. She's so drunk. Like, stop talking to her." This woman bought us so many drinks. So many. Oh, exactly. I think I bought more drinks for Joey's mom than I did myself.
Well, after
night.
That story, you better.
I didn't buy any drinks for myself.
I heard that my mom was doing shots of Chardonnay.
Yep.
So
Chardonnay.
Yeah. No, because no. I don't know if she was taking this like them as shots, like yo. Shooting them. I don't know
they
if that's
were
the
shots.
Verb.
They were in shot glasses.
I know because someone was like, "I want to buy you a shot because you're Joe's mom." And she's like, I'm drinking Chardonnay. Fuck it. Fill it up with Chardonnay. Oh, I don't know God. If she was
well, with the
downing
shit,
it or
the
just
shit
like.
You guys were saying she definitely needed some shots.
Yeah, so, I yeah. hope she was drunk for this.
Just for everyone, just so everyone knows, I'm not uploading the live shows to it or to SoundCloud or anything.
Frank but is praying right now.
Some of the stories like in future shows, if you come and you haven't been there, like there might be one or two stories that you hear again.
That's definitely one of them for sure.
Basically, there were you know some stories in the second show that I didn't want my mom to hear, so I told her not to come, but she stayed. I was like, you know what, just go home after the first show. Thank you for coming, very nice, whatever. But she ended up staying. She's having a great time, and I was like, all right, whatever. But she was cool about it. She was dope. Whatever. It was a lot of fun. She learned a lot about
fisting.
Yeah, she did.
Learn she about did. A lot. Learn a wow. Learned a yeah. lot about Keith's dick and asshole that night.
Oh yeah, no. She learned when as it happened. Trust me. I think I might have told that story on this she's podcast alive. Too. She's alive. She's got it.
What story yeah. are we talking about? What asshole?
Are
you?
Oh man.
When we came home drunk and he was naked in the bathroom and I opened up the door. Oh. Shannon and my mom were in the hallway yeah. and he's just ass naked.
Jesus Christ.
Butthole first. I opened the door, butthole first.
Yeah.
Right there.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I could have put my thumb on it.
Well,
I chose to not do that.
Smart move.
I withheld that ability and just didn't. I just, no shot.
I got a
no,
bottle of Chardonnay and I went fucking knee deep.
Anyway. Aside from the show.
Oh,
wait, so should I tell my story or should I not tell my story?
Ralph, you can do whatever you like. All right, like.
I'm going to tell my story. So one of the funniest things that's probably ever happened to me.
All right, give us the abridged version. All right. We know you woke up. We know you woke up that morning.
Okay. So what happened?
I had a waffle. Right.
So basically,
This. By the way, that's how Davino told his Vegas story. He's like, so we went to this place. What was the place? It was Encore. Okay. So we went to Encore, right? We're walking there. We get there. And then I'm in the pool. Dylan's sitting here. There's someone sitting behind. I'm like, just fucking
he told
say.
Literally, like a second by second.
Everything. And then I started making fun of him in the middle of the story. I'm like, yeah, it was partly cloudy that day. It was 68 degrees. The water in the pool was lukewarm. Yo, he literally told every detail. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ralph.
All right. So basically, I had sex with a girl in the bathroom of Caroline's.
I had sex.
I'm going to let you guys get it out of your system. Go ahead. All right. So
I had.
She was into it.
Basically, I met her at the bar, you know, started hooking up, whatever. And me being the moron that I am, whisper in her ear that I'm rock solid. Just like that.
Just like that.
So she goes to
I'm
me.
I'm going to start calling you Geo, dude.
Geo, dude. So she grabs, she
looks
at
shop
me.
Over here.
She looks at me and goes, do you want to go to the bathroom? So I was hammered. I looked at her, I was like, all right. So we go to the bathroom. I go to walk into the woman's bathroom with her, and another girl walks out of the stall. So I was like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Right.
So 5 minutes later, we walk into the men's bathroom, and the guy that's in there that usually hands out like the paper towels so you can wipe your hands after you fucking piss and wipe your ass, whatever, he's not in there. For the 2 minutes, the whole night he's not in there. It's fucking great. And I wind up banging this girl in the bathroom. And then I go to Hoboken with her after.
Oh, boy.
And then.
Nice.
The next morning.
Chivalrous.
I had work at 6 a.m., didn't sleep, went straight to work. And it was probably one of the most memorable moments of my life. Thank you, Joey, for that.
Holy shit.
That was nice. I like this girl. Do you have like her information?
Yes, but I'm not going to be putting that out over this.
No, you don't have to put it out. I'm just saying.
What's
like,
her social security number?
We all want to know who she
is. I'll probably.
Yeah, she should come hang out.
We all want it.
We're going to a bar after this. You never know. They got great bathrooms at this bar.
Well, yeah, this bathroom is
the bathroom
so
was pristine.
Prestige.
It was pristine. It was
so perfect.
It was so yeah, it was perfect. It was the handicap stall. You know how they're like fucking
it's
three times.
It's extra room.
It was great.
Oh,
yeah, it could have been.
All right. A lot of room.
Yeah.
Could have had a fucking orgy in there. It was a clean bathroom?
It was very clean.
Well, then you could thank the guy who was handing out that's the fucking towels. That's what I'm saying. Towels,
I'm sure he don't want to see me again. When it was time to leave, you know, he was banging on the door. You guys got to get the fuck out of here.
How long were you in there?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. All right.
Let's say 20.
Wait, you had sex with her and then went to Hoboken.
And had sex again. Because I didn't,
for a nightcap.
Yeah. Yeah.
How was her apartment? Was it nice?
It was all right.
Was it more than 10 minutes?
Was it more than 10 minutes?
No, God. It wasn't. Just the reaction.
It was more than 10 minutes. I was sobering up a little bit, but it was more than 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Did you guys hit traffic?
We did in the Holland Tunnel.
Wait, what time did you guys leave?
Was it like midnight, 12:30? What time was it over? 12:30.
There was 11. Traffic at midnight.
Yeah, in the 11. Fucking Holland Tunnel, like 30 minutes.
I gave up. I'd be like, "Let me out. I'm taking an Uber."
No.
Aww.
I was a man on a mission that night.
Frankie. Man on a mission.
Yeah.
I went to Hoboken once. It's the worst place ever. Honestly.
I really did it for the story.
They got flooded by sand.
No, yeah, that's.
I did it for the story because when I told you guys the story the next day, you guys were fucking in tears.
For like a good 2 years of my life. That was what motivated me to do anything.
That's
really what
I'm saying. Like,
it's like, this is going to make a great story one day.
Pete and I learned from my friend PJ. Do it for the story.
Yeah.
All about the story.
Or about the story. You got to just fuck it, dude.
Never
whatever.
Mind the story. Jameson completes my life.
Dude, literally, I went this was like a couple years ago. We were at one of my friend's like concerts or something.
Wakes,
in the city.
Because they died because some crazy shit happened where they were driving a car and nailing this bitch at the same time and right into a tree.
I don't really know what the fuck you're talking about. We're at this show. We were at this fucking show and I met this girl there and she lived in Hoboken. So like 2 weeks later, like I was talking for about 2 weeks later, I went there. I drove around for 45 minutes looking for parking. You can't park anywhere. There's 30-minute parking. I'm like, what the fuck is the point of this? Like, all over the place. It's the worst place in the world. I hate it.
Was it worth it?
No.
Oh, God.
Frankie, what are you doing?
I was about to do a Ralph moan.
Oh, because his mouth opened up and just was like over the mic. I thought he was going to eat it.
Getting real sensual with the microphone over here.
Yeah, it's getting really hot and heavy over there, Frank.
Just do it, Frank.
45 minutes for a spot.
Oh. I swear to God. Literally 45 minutes. And I parked in a spot, and then I got out, and the guy was like, can't park there. And I was like, fuck. So I had to get out and drive.
Was this a former lover?
Was that what?
A former lover.
Are we all going to do that?
What
like
the fuck are you talking about?
A former.
Is that former lover? Was this a former woman?
Yeah. You think I'm driving around 45 minutes to hang out with a guy?
Were you in England?
Speaking of former lovers, we were thinking about what to talk about when we came on here, and Frankie was like, "We should just talk about our ex-girlfriends." So,
what a trip that would be.
Yeah. So, why are you giving me that look? Like, don't say.
I don't know where you're going with this. I don't know who.
Wait,
you're
so is it
with.
Just girlfriends? Or are we talking about like, you know?
Oh, here it goes, Ralph.
Yeah, like
Ralph. Just girlfriends are like all the girls.
I got you, Ralph. Sexual acquaintances.
I dated that's she ruined everything.
She took half my house.
I mean, I have some pretty good stories. I'm not going to lie. Which
my
are
mom
real.
Sleeps in the shed.
They're real, by the way.
Yo. Frankie used to call my house and do that voice. When I was in eighth grade, I was dating a girl named Daphne. And he would call my house and go, "Hello, it's Daphne, is Joe there?" And my parents just be like, "Your girlfriend's on the phone."
Yo,
like,
this
oh, okay.
girl was the Boricua mommy of fucking wherever she lived. Like,
yeah, she was.
Wherever.
Yo, she was. I think she was
so
Puerto
ghetto.
Rican.
Oh my God, she was so good. Yeah, she was.
Yeah,
so
my middle
ghetto.
School was mad ghetto. Like I was mad ghetto. Like I wore big ass shirts and like
so
Jordans.
I would call Joey's house and I'd be like, "Yo, it's fucking Daphne. Is Joe there?" And his parents would be like, "Yeah, give me one sec." And Joey would pick up the phone like, "Hello?" And I'd be like, "Yo, what's up?"
And I'd be like, "Yo, you're a fucking asshole." Really. But hello. And one time he took my cell phone and changed his name to Daphne and her name to Frankie. So I was texting him and he was texting me as her.
Oh my God.
That's a really good prank for if
the
you have never done
time,
that.
The next time I'm calling it here and he's too dumb to realize. The next time I see Ahmed, I'm doing that with every girl's number in his phone with my number.
Do you know how many people in his phone he has under like
best
their
friend.
Name
bestie.
And then best friend or bestie?
Ahmed has a lot of
or
best
BFF.
Friends.
He's a walking friend zone.
Yeah, he's the king of the friend zone. We're going to get a text.
Yo, I love when it comes on the podcast because whenever he's on, there's usually like a big story around Ahmed about how like, you know, like with the car, he missed 1800 bucks or something. And then on Twitter, you see people tweet him like, yo, you don't have money. And like, it's so fucking
yo,
hilarious.
don't get us started.
He doesn't have money.
Don't get Frankie started on Ahmed. Exactly.
Not me. Don't get Danny started.
Wait, what stories?
Enough.
Oh, no.
Keith, do not start.
About, like, what he said.
Whoa, time the fuck out. Okay, so I was too drunk when I recorded that podcast that I forgot to do a sponsorship in the middle. So I'm going to do it right now. Plug it in real quick. And we got Blue Apron. Very popular on this podcast. But if you don't know what Blue Apron is, it's basically a service that if you sign up for it, you get food delivered to your house. And it's amazing. Okay, my mom's obsessed with it. I think the other day was the first time that it didn't come, and she's like, is it over? Did it stop? And she's like furious. The other day also, she remade one of the things that they sent us because she liked it so much. Also, it's very good. Even if you're not good at cooking, what they do is they'll send you a box that's full of ingredients. Every ingredient that you need is all pre-proportioned, and it comes with step-by-step instructions on how to cook it. So it's good for like, you know, Valentine's Day or your girlfriend's birthday or fucking whatever, just for a regular day. You know, they have great shit. They have spinach and basil pesto gnocchi with summer squash, green beans, fresh mozzarella. There's like endless things that you can have. You never like have the same thing twice. And it's under $10 a person for a healthy, delicious meal. So if you want to sign up for Blue Apron, you can go to blueapron.com/basement. Okay, that's blueapron.com/basement. Now let's get back to these drunken disasters that I have on my podcast right now.
First place we had sex. That was a good one to talk about.
Oh,
holy shit.
48th Street Park in the middle of winter.
Right into it. Look at you.
I do remember that. First of all, it was freezing that night.
That night I crashed my car and I was like, fuck it, I'm doing some dumb shit tonight.
You crashed your car?
My mom's truck.
Oh, boy.
You crashed it?
I drove past like a sanitation truck and it had the plows on it because it was snow and I ripped the side of the car off.
And you could not have done something or someone dumber.
See, but I thought that was going to be the dumbest thing I did that night. But then, about 2 hours later... sex in about 10 degree weather on a bench with snow on it, and I somehow managed to keep a boner. So
that's what I said to him because they picked me up afterwards.
God damn.
And I got in the car and they were telling me like, oh, Ralph just fucking had time.
I was 17.
David? I don't know. But then I was like, how the fuck did you even have sex? Because I walked from my door to the curb and I was freezing.
But when you're horny and you do like an igloo, like, it's just like, you guys are one. Like,
Danny, what the fuck?
Fuck me.
Then I was a mess, actually. I was drinking out of a bottle of Absolut with about 10 people. And that's what I'm saying. That's even worse. Yeah. That's even worse.
And I was drinking out of the fucking bottle, getting $8.
Fucking Poland Spring.
Eight out of the 10 people, I had no clue who the fuck they were.
I was drinking fucking Hypnotic, dog.
And they were Alizé fucking crazy.
Alizé, which I've never had a sip of, by the way.
Alizé is wild.
One of our friends dated a girl who got drunk off Alizé after like 2 cups.
Oh, Dominic, drop it. No. Drop his name.
That's all I'm going to say.
Where was Alizé being drank? I've never even...
She showed up to my house with it.
Oh, okay.
And was drunk off like 2 cups and almost fell down the stairs.
I felt that yesterday.
Do you remember Espo? First of all, when we were like all underage, we used to go to Frankie's house and drink there.
Yo, I thought I broke my leg down that staircase. I fell from the top stair all the way down, like in like an Indian position, all the way down to the bottom. And I was like, oh my God, my right leg feels so weird. It's broken for sure.
So before we hung out with like, Ralph is like a year younger than us, and there's like a group that's his age. And before we like started hanging out with them a lot, like we would drink like by ourselves, whatever. So we had somewhat of a tolerance, like a little one, you know. So when we started drinking at Frankie's house and we became friends with them, like that was like maybe their first time drinking, I'm assuming, right? For the most part, for most of them. And our friend Espo,
I heart liquor.
There we go.
So our friend Espo would try to keep up with us and drink like hard. He would drink hard for 45 minutes, go somewhere, throw up, pass out. And I remember there was one time where he threw up into Impy's lap. Yes. On your stairs.
Oh, on the staircase. God.
I'll never forget
and
that.
And then we put him to sleep in my sister's room like a fucking vampire. Like, arms crossed against his chest. And someone opened the door at one point in the morning and he... he popped up and it was the scariest thing I'd ever seen.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun times there. Yeah, I remember we woke up... it was Friday. We drank the night before, fell asleep. We woke up. Keith wakes up.
Is it Ash Wednesday?
I'm like, it's Saturday. No, it's not Ash Wednesday.
No, it was Sunday because I remember him saying that because we opened the door to leave and the church bells were going off across the street. Like, is it Ash Wednesday out here?
So fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
I was dying. And there was another time when him and Josh, everyone passes out from drinking. Him and Keith and Josh wake up before anyone and then find a permanent marker and draw on Frankie. Not me, apparently. Draw on Impy. Drew on Impy and then drew on themselves to make it seem like they didn't do it.
Listen.
Right? So I woke up and I'm the only one that's not, I don't have anything written on me. So it kind of looks like that I did it. So I wake up, I see everyone covered in shit and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? And then I'm telling them, I'm like, because I see Josh had like baby written across his forehead.
He did it in the mirror.
What'd you say?
He did it in the mirror and it was backwards.
Oh.
Fucking moron.
Yeah. So when I see it, I'm telling him, I'm like, yo, I know Frankie's handwriting. That's Frankie. Frankie did that. Right? So then I go downstairs to Frankie and he's got shit written on. So now I'm like, what the fuck happened?
He was so pissed.
I was so confused.
That's not even the worst. Remember in Connecticut when we drank at Espo's house and Davino fell asleep on the toilet bowl?
And they chiseled a dick into his neck.
Scratched it in. It was there.
I took into a ballpoint pen. I still have the pictures. Because Davino...
He had a Burger King crown on. Davino, a Burger King
Davino and Ralph got sick that night.
Oh.
There's pictures of Danny and Dom with Ralph throwing up Espo's deck. Right,
over the deck.
And Davino got sick that night and just spent the night holding the toilet bowl. And I was trying to draw on his neck with a ballpoint pen, but it was like the ink wasn't coming out. So I ended up scratching a dick into his neck, and it stayed there for weeks.
Yeah, because
what's wrong with you?
Yeah, it was wild. Frankie took the vacuum, was fucking sucking like the skin on all parts of my body, fucking just sitting there, smacking.
You're welcome.
He was smacking pans together, waking everybody up. Fucking kid.
I don't even... Was I there for that?
You were there.
Yes.
Everybody was there.
For Davino, the scratch dick?
Yeah.
I feel like I would have stopped that.
No.
No? I let it happen.
You let it happen.
I don't feel like name dropping. You know who else was there the weekend? A female? Jessica Fasano.
This kid went first and last.
That's a disaster.
I don't feel like name dropping.
That's a disaster.
Here's her first and last name.
She deserves to be mentioned.
What's her middle name?
I don't know.
Probably Marie.
All I'm going to say is there was also a lot of jizz there.
What does that mean?
Oh, you know what that means.
That's fucked up.
Oh, God.
You should have never went that far.
Too far, Frankie.
If I die after this, it's been
real. Thank you very much. Have a good night. Oh, my God. Yo, first of all, me and Frankie one time, there was a girl there. See, I'm not going to name drop. I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm not going to name drop, and then go first and last name like you.
I don't even think she's in, like, America anymore.
Anyway.
Yeah, she was, like, 28 when we were 18.
Well, so was Davino, so it don't matter.
And Keith, fair enough.
No respect.
So,
he has no
respect. Me and Frankie one night, we were up there, and we're drinking, whatever.
Is this a naked party?
No. What?
So, that didn't happen.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
So anyway, we're sitting on the dock.
I got a little thing coming.
We're sitting on the dock and we're drinking whatever. And this girl's like, if you guys skinny dip, then I'll skinny dip. And I was like,
oh.
And then Frankie looks at me
and goes, wait. I know this person.
You do. So Frankie looks at me. He gives me this look like fucking whatever. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Like whatever. So we jump in the water. We're ass naked, right? And then she jumps in the water.
Ass naked. Good time.
Right? So she starts swimming. She's a lot more drunk than we are. As we're in the water, we see his brother start coming down the hill. So we're like, so we jump out of the water.
What was that?
Yeah. We were like, whoa. So we jump out of the water. We start putting our clothes on. We're dressed. This girl, fucking Little Mermaid, starts swimming all over the place. We're like, she's going to die. We're going to jail now. We're, you know, that's it. Good night. So she's like, I'm a lifeguard. I can do it. And she's swimming. and just go. And I'm like, we're like, get the fuck out of the water. They're coming down the hill.
They're coming.
They're coming down the hill. So we're like, get the fuck out. They're coming down the hill. And then she's like, I'm good. And she swims and she just hides behind a boat. Right? So we're just like, whatever. And then eventually she got out, but we barely saw anything. She would.
Yeah, I was so disappointed.
So was I.
Pitch black.
I would have done, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for most of the people in this room. I would have done anything to see Tiff that night. I really would have. Like, if she would have been like, "All right, just like touch Joey's sphincter," I would have hesitated, but I would have been like, "Okay, wait a sec, Joe."
And. So this thing just fucking died. So that's what happened. It just cut out and it died. And I believe that you were talking about
the last word I said.
Correct.
Yo, remember we had an overrun the other night on how many times Joey's voice was going to crack when he's on. It did for like the first three minutes.
In the first show, it cracked
because I guess
times.
You were like the nerves were still there, but then it was it. I was like, Joey has at least 10 in.
No, my voice cracks when either I have a lot of mucus or just like none at all. That's why like when I do like podcasts and I'm talking for a lot of. What the fuck are you guys doing over there? You guys are like
a lot of mucus or no mucus at all. There's no in between.
Yeah. No, I'm serious. The extremes. Then it starts cracking and shit.
But you
anyway, so we were talking about Connecticut, and I wanted to talk about the night that we went up there with Four Locos, the real Four Locos, before they got recalled.
Mm-hmm.
They had like cocaine in them or something.
Yeah,
that was literally. I saw an article that was said that a Four Loco was equal. These were the words in the article. It's equivalent to a small mountain of cocaine. Small mountain.
What's a small mountain?
It's a big fucking mountain is what it is.
Hold on. A small mountain is a big mountain. Still a mountain. Any type of cocaine.
Yeah.
I had two.
Yeah.
Four Locos, like original Four Locos. Fucked up.
Dude.
The night was over at 10 o'clock.
As soon as you had
the
last
sip. Morning and wonder... No, my dick was not in her.
Yeah, did I kill someone yesterday? Literally, we went to Connecticut. We're like, yo, let's not get beers. Let's get Four Locos. It's going to be dope. Meanwhile, we're all sitting around a fire with these Four Locos in the middle of the woods. So if something goes wrong, no one can help.
Yeah, exactly. Or it was a bear.
Or that, which probably would have been safer, a bear. Someone can get away. But anyway, we drink these. First of all, Espo drinks them. He's a stone. He became a statue.
Whoa, wait a sec.
Yeah. So he sat down and didn't move. I'm convinced that he couldn't get his feet off the ground. Like, I don't know what happened.
What is happening?
He didn't commit a felony either.
Anyway, so we went to the dock. I went to the dock because Josh was out there. He was on his phone. And I woke up to him. I'm like, yo, who are you talking to? He turns around, punches me in the fucking face. And I was like... What the fuck? So me and him start fighting, and I throw him on the ground, and I really threw like two big haymakers at this kid's face. And then I think Keith came down and broke it up. And as on our way up, I kick him, and his phone goes flying, and it hangs like half on, half off a rock, about to fall into the lake. And he went to go get it, and I was holding onto the railing and just fucking kicking this kid, trying to get him in the water. But he didn't fall in. And then I come back upstairs. Frankie's slouched into his chair. Like, you look like you melted. It was just, your fucking chin was in your neck. And he was just all fucked up. And there's this girl sitting down over there. And then Frankie's putting cardboard into the fire. There's fucking pieces flying everywhere. All this other shit. And then I walk over. It started to get dangerous because he was throwing, like, entire boxes into the fire. So I was like, I'll take care of it.
Crazy
I'm a
bitch.
Fireman. So what do? I pulled my dick out and started pissing on the fire, which, by the way, did zero.
Yeah, you're a fireman, though.
It did absolutely nothing. So I was trying to put a fire out with my dick.
Not if it was fucking Keith's dick. From the stories I heard the other night.
No, Keith's dick could put out a fucking building fire.
Hey, hello. Can we please tell the Finn story when all chaos broke loose?
Did we ever talk about that?
No. I don't think we've ever spoken about Finn's house on here. Or have you spoken about Finn's house on here?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I remember one thing from Finn's house. I remember that.
Talking about that one incident where, like...
Ralph, see, Finn's
shit
house
went down.
Was before
shotguns
you.
Shotguns and snipers are brought out. Yeah.
Finn's house was, like, before me. And then, like, it kind of, like, phased out as, like, I caught, like, the... I caught the back end of, like, the Finn's house. I was there like twice.
I remember because one of the last times we hung out was Dylan's birthday, which I was in Florida for, and I heard it was just a disaster. Like David came in and basically was like green.
I was there when Impy fell through the floor.
Like No, you weren't.
I think I was.
No, you weren't. Sure that was one of the first times we ever went to Finn's.
Really?
That was early. That was hilarious. He opened a door and just fell. Like
he walked in and literally just disappeared.
Like 4.5 feet, I think. He fell like four and a half feet.
Yeah, he was pretty far in.
And his whole ass looked like Wolverine grabbed it. Like it was all, he had scratches up the side.
I know. The stories I heard from
that. He shut the door and he's like, what? Oh my God. He comes, the door opens. He's crawling out. Like that's how deep it was.
Yeah, it was.
They just had a trap fucking door.
There was the, that place had no rules. Like at all.
Yeah, we have a good stories from there.
Josh's grandma used to walk downstairs, from what I remember.
And Finn used to flip out on her.
Be like, get the fuck upstairs. Like, shit you don't say to your grandma.
We tried to prank people by putting Lysol all over the ground at the bottom of the stairs.
It was not. It was fucking Pine Sol. I was the one that it happened to.
Yeah, Pine Sol.
Enjoy that.
No, it sucked. I came down the stairs like, you know, like walking down the stairs like a normal human being and hit the Pine Sol and fucking went up like a cartoon and came straight down on my ass.
I remember hearing this. I remember hearing a story.
You're
I remember hearing a story of like you guys going there and like the older brother was like super.
All right, Danny,
like,
Danny, start the story
down.
Off because that's the story Danny was telling.
That was the night. I had to save Josh's life.
Yeah, I heard like people were lives were in jeopardy that night.
I had to save Josh's life. Yo, literally, like he came down with his friend and his dog, went to the, and his six pack, came back, no six pack, no dog, no friend, and soaking wet. And no shirt. So we were all like, something's happened. And he's like, where's my dog? We're like, dude, you had that fucking thing.
Imagine like Air Bud mixes with like some crazy war movie.
Airbud.
And they don't have enough bullets, but they have like four for the fucked up people that are left. And they're like, we're going to kill everybody that's left. We're going to find a way to do it.
It was really like terrifying.
Like, that's how it was. And at like 15, 16, it's really fucked up. Like you're sitting there like, oh my God, my life is going to end tonight. I had three beers and I can't even fucking do this anymore.
Yeah, so imagine like, shut your eyes. Imagine just a house.
Shut them. Shut your eyes.
Yeah, it was dark.
Imagine, shut your eyes and duct tape your asshole. Real quick.
This place had no supervision. Then throw into the
probably
mix
no locked doors either.
That we were all 15, 16-year-olds that were out of our minds. Then we used to order. So, like, it was easy for us to get alcohol at that point in time.
Elmo drinks.
But we used to. Someone had given us, like, me and a couple of our buddies had a business card that all it said on the business card was Sesame Drinks with a phone number. So we would call this number, and the guy would be like, yeah, what do you want? And we would just order either a Big Bird, an Elmo, an Oscar, or a Cookie Monster, which were just, it was grain alcohol with ice and food coloring.
Food coloring,
and we would be obliterated after one. Like, even if we still had them to this day, one would put us under the table. Like, there was no chance that we were waking up. So it was a blasty blast, to say the least.
I wonder if they were worse than the Four Locos we used to drink.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Four Locos were really fucking dangerous. I had two Four Locos on a fucking party bus once. I really thought I was going to die.
Remember party buses from 06 to 09?
First of all, I've only been on one.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on one?
Yeah, one. But I can't say I've been on like a crazy one.
I've been on one, and the mom of the person whose birthday it was
was more drunk than you were.
No, she pinned, like, sat me down and, like, put her nose in my mouth and was like, are you drunk?
Yeah, she was more drunk
than
you were.
Oh, I thought, like, she was trying to.
No, I wish.
Are you more drunk than my fucking daughter? If not, no, come here.
I tried to set up a party bus numerous times for us, but, like, it never got done.
The bus wouldn't like get to where it has to go.
It still wouldn't get done now. What are you talking about?
It wouldn't. There was one night that one of our friends, he's not one of our friends. He's just some kid that I used to know. He calls me and he's like, I came across a bunch of money, which that wasn't, it came across.
Oh,
exactly.
I know who it is.
Came across money.
It came across money.
Like
not
a whole
like,
bag of money.
Yes, basically.
Okay.
And I want to, you know, make that clear that he didn't come across like, oh, I got this job. He came across a bunch of money.
He found money.
He followed a rainbow. So he had a bunch of money, and he's like, I'm going to get a limo, get some girls, let's go. And I was like, I'm in. So we did that, and that was the most shitty fucking night ever. It was fun for a second. Like, it was fun in the beginning, and then you're like, this is absurd. I need to get the fuck out of here. Literally, I ended up, as soon as the limo stopped, in the middle of some random neighborhood, got out, got in a cab, went home. Because it was like the fucking weirdest thing. It started to get crazy. It was sloppy. There was like, people were drinking the vodka that comes in the limo that tastes like fucking acidic dick.
Toilet water.
The word is not acidic. It's acid.
It's toilet water.
Acidy,
according to Eric. It's
or if you want to dumb it down like five levels, toilet water.
I don't know. This sounds like a pretty good night to me when I was 16.
Okay, you want to hear something that makes it worse? So a girl throws up on the limo.
And said I was gay.
Not on the limo. In the limo. Girl throws up in the limo. And then two minutes later, someone's making out with her. Oh. And I watched the whole thing in slow motion. I saw her throw, because she threw up like upward. And I'm like, that's disgusting. That's disgusting. I see it. And she's like, and then someone, it wasn't 2 minutes. It was way quicker than that. I want to say it's like 17.
45 seconds. 45.
17.
45? No, 17.
She was like projectile.
Oh, no, no, no. It was like a baby spit up. Yeah. But I could see it.
Like,
yeah, like that thing. And then someone made out with her 17 seconds later. There's no way they did not know
that's fucked
that
up.
He, like, that's, they had to have tasted it.
You have never seen pussy if you do that. That's fucked up.
What?
You've never seen pussy if you do that. You don't.
Ugh. It's disgusting. Yeah, it was the grossest thing I've ever seen. I almost threw up on top of both of them when I fucking saw
it. You got to have literally no other options if you're hooking up with a chick that you knew. Just probably threw
they,
up.
All, I don't all think the they place. Knew because they were really
well.
Good
you
too.
Know, like a second in, once you taste those fucking that saliva, it don't taste good.
Last time,
take me to town.
If you never had throw up sex, you never had sex.
Do you know that's a thing? Throw up sex.
If you never, it is. If
there's
you
a
never,
fetish.
If you never had throw up sex, you ain't living.
You ain't living.
Yo, I did two videos on like the strangest fetishes, and one of them I looked it up and it was like throw up sex. I've never talked about it because it's really disgusting.
Okay.
But literally people throw up on each other mid fuck.
Oh my.
Like on purpose, like they'll jam their fucking hand down their throat.
I hate throwing up to begin with.
Yeah.
Like
how do you
there's like, nothing.
When I'm nervous, cold, like
cold. I don't even just, think cold.
Or throwing up. My dick, I swear to God, is under 2 inches.
Yeah.
Easily under 2 inches. Yeah, any of those moods.
You just don't want to move.
If I jump in a pool, under 2 inches. Not a lie.
But those are things that they say your dick loses inches. Those are all things that they say. Like,
yeah, I know. So I'm saying so the fact that
how
someone
could
you throw up
horny?
And then grow dick.
Yeah, no. Yeah, if you throw up.
I'm subtracting.
If you're throwing up and your cock grows...
There's something
you
happening.
Have like a 19 inch cock,
maybe.
And
or
they're saying that when you're throwing up, it's probably like 13.
You need that's to. You need a therapist to fucking just like, dude. I don't know. I don't know. And I don't get pissing porn. When you know you go on porn sites and all of a sudden there's that one category which is a girl pissing in an alleyway.
That's the least ridiculous out of pissing, shitting, and throwing
and
up.
And he's into that.
Obviously.
That's
what
it
so
is.
So into it.
No.
He's been defending himself with hand motions this entire conversation.
No. For pissing?
No. When they said 19-inch cock, I pointed at you, you piece of shit.
Thanks for that one.
And he's into... He probably is. Yeah.
Fraggy's just into alleyways.
Listen.
And then whatever goes on in them. Is,
oh, dude. Deep. Deep.
Look, at the end of the day...
That's a no day.
It's a no day.
Yo, it's fucking hot as hell in here.
Oh, yeah, it's hot as...
Fucking I'm pouring sweat.
Hot as the devil's...
I'm wearing gray basketball shorts. Can I go to the bar like this?
They don't have enough Jameson bottles to contain.
They're not
going to
say anything.
Right. I'm wearing red basketball shorts.
Yeah, Keith's going looking the same exact way.
And a tank
way.
Top, no less.
I'm going this way.
Frank's going with his hair like that. We're fine.
Yeah. Frankie's hair, which is extremely hard, looks like it's made of steel, honestly.
Literal helmet.
He's got a helmet right. on.
It's not that. Pete touched my hair today and said, wow, it's not that hard.
Because it used to be worse.
You used to put a lot more gel in it?
No, I really don't. Like, people have watched me, like, do my hair. Like, I don't put that much gel in it. I go and fucking rub my hands together.
Hold on. Hey, hey.
Oh, so.
Bring it back down. Will you ever go short?
So what exactly are you putting in your hair?
Are you going to cut your hair, like, ever? Or are you just going to grow it out until you're
like, I
undateable?
Said,
hey, until you're undateable?
Hey. I already am.
Hold on. I want Astro's, like, alternate hat. Fucking Iron Man, skinny jeans.
Frankie.
Oh, Converse, you want
Frankie back.
You want old
I want the hoodie that zips up
yeah.
all the way past the face, Frankie.
I want the Iceman. I want the Iceman back.
All right, what they're making fun of is I went through a bad ghetto phase, but let's not. Danny went through a similar one.
Yeah.
Joey was right there with me.
Hold on, before we get into this.
And I never.
No, I was really bad.
And Ralph was too young.
No, you were a fucking Guido. This kid had Italy fucking everything. He had an Italy belt buckle, an Italy jacket,
before
white framed sunglasses, and
an afro. Before the social. Hold on. During the social.
The days I'd like to leave behind me.
What was those jeans that was like MF plus G?
LRG jeans, I think.
No. They were like jeans that were literally like. One and at the bottom they were Velcro.
It you guys
like,
talking to the mic?
I never.
Excuse me.
This kid's on the ground.
I never.
Like, it was like MF or
I had large. I had really, really large clothing and some shirts that were ridiculous. But I never had like fucking like two tone pants or something.
No,
like
I didn't
that.
Have two tone pants. I didn't have two tone pants. They were all fucking sky blue pants.
Do you know?
But they had Velcro across the fucking kneecap and
oh,
the
so they'd become shorts.
No. They literally had a Velcro. It was a style. Don't get into, I don't know. It was fucked up. I don't understand it either.
I know what you're talking about. I don't know the name of them, though. I know what you're talking about. I had that red stripe across the knee.
It was like MF plus G or
something.
Yeah,
something like that.
And like on the Velcro itself, it had that fucking logo and everything.
The worst shirt I had was either I got that Snowman Young Jeezy shirt.
That
or
was
a cocaine shirt at the age of 14.
Or, no, I never had a cocaine
shirt.
Yeah,
well,
that was
a cocaine shirt.
Yeah, that was a
or,
shirt.
I got that snowman.
I had a shirt that was...
It was glitter, by the way.
It was... The snowman was in glitter. It was a 4XL long sleeve white tee with... On the front was the Life cereal, the box.
Yeah.
But it had gangsta in front of the word life.
That was a good
and
one.
And it, like, instead of, like, a bowl of cereal, it was, like, a bowl of, like, diamonds and, like, a chain and a Rolex.
That was a really good one.
So you wore a shirt that most linemen in the NFL don't fit in. But you're a 14-year-old.
Yeah. I had a spray-painted Dipset shirt. And I would walk around saying, Dipset, get your lips wet.
Knowing Frankie for this long,
I
want to
name the podcast Dipset Get Your Lips Wet.
But guess what? At that age, who was the only one
getting their lips
getting
wet?
The lips
getting
wet?
Their lips wet.
Frankie was getting their lips
speaking
wet.
Speaking of lips,
I don't even know when you made the change from like ghetto
how old
like
were
what
time?
You are now.
I can tell you exactly when. It was 2008. I started wearing polos, but a lot of them were Echo Unlimited.
That's
so
when I started like hanging out with you.
It was a rough transition.
2008 was like when I was hanging out with you.
I don't want to blame it on my uncle dying, but no. I'm
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm gonna sweat my ass off, and we've been recording for a while here.
That's a good place to end.
So I'm gonna wrap this the fuck up.
Yo, come on, I could go off of that so much. Oh my god, you fuck.
I'm sweating. I'm dying in here. Anyway, Ralph, where can they find you if they want to contact you?
Ralphie Spams on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat.
And Danny?
D91EMIGHOLZ.
And Frankie.
You can find me. you can find me on Twitter at Frank_Alvarez80. I also am on Instagram at FAlvarez_80. And if anyone listening likes wrestling, I do a wrestling podcast. I do a wrestling podcast. It's At SCJ Pod, we're the squared circle jerks.
Let's go. Oh,
wait, should I like spell mine out?
No, I hate you, bro.
Okay, thanks.
Do you want to plug anything, Pete?
You hate that?
Pete's very shady on social media.
At Meat Polino.
At Meat Polino, drink beer.
We'll save that story for a future
date.
Anyway, that's all. I'm really pouring sweat, and I don't know why. But that's all. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.
You motherfuckers.